Today's share, Mishnah B'Yayim, Yisun Reish Chav Gimel, Misha Yolda Ishto, Umeis Morisho, Uvada Bayis Chadash, Vekana Kedel Chadashim. We're going to learn the halachas here of other scenarios where we're going to say the brachas of Hatova Meitiv and Shechiyonu. And we're starting with Sif Aleph, Yolda Ishto Zohar, a person's wife gives birth to a boy, Mevarech Hatova Meitiv. The bracha that he makes is Hatova Meitiv. And she also makes this bracha. So a father and a mother of a newborn son recite the bracha of Hatov Vahameitiv. The Ramah continues, the Imesa Ishto, but if his wife passes away, Belidita, in childbirth, and Mivarech Shechianu, he's only going to make a Shechianu, the Haleka Hatov Alachrini, because as we saw yesterday, that if the good does not impact others, the bracha that one makes is a Shechianu. And since there's no wife who also this good now impacts because she died in childbirth, only a Shechianu is made. V'chein in meis ha'av, same thing would be if the father passed away, kodem she'yeldeto, before she gave birth, he mevareches, she'll only make the bracha of Shechianu. And the Ramah says this is how he understands to be miyashev, to explain the Rajba. And the Ramah then ends, the Yeshikasvu, those that write that the minag shenagu lahakel b'brachazu she'ena chova ela rishus, is something that we saw yesterday, that there are those that write that the minhag is to be makel in this bracha of Atov HaMeitiv and Shechianu, because the bracha is not obligatory, only rishus. And then it's Pashay Cherabim Mekilim Beilu HaBrachas. And from this comes the unfortunate minhag, as we'll see, that's the way Be'er Halacha looks at it, that people are makel and they don't make this bracha. But as we said yesterday, as the Be'er Halacha points out, really this bracha should be made. It's not to be viewed, even according to those opinions that say it's a rishus, it's not really a rishus. It's very important to make these brachas. Just have to know when to make it and when not to make it, and what bracha to make. Let's see. Sif Katan Aleph Yelda Bafil Lo Ra'a Ba'atma. Even if the father did not actually see the birth of his child, Rakshama Kishahaya Biira Kharis, even if he heard it in a different city, the kingdom Bameshamivar Basiv Bayz, as we'll see coming up in Sif Bayz. So even if you hear this good news, as we saw yesterday, about your son being born, you'll make the bracha of Atov HaMeitiv. Sif Katan Beis Zachar Midasasmu HaPaiskim, from the fact that the Paiskim write it stam, write it straight up, Mashma Dafilu Hayelo Kama Zacharim. This is Mashma, doesn't say your firstborn son, it says Zachar. So it's Mashma even if you already had many boys. V'taev Shaviyale Lo Bas, and he desires not a girl, not a boy, he desires a girl. Kadesha Yekayim, not just because he wants a girl, because he wants to be Mekayim, the mitzvah's priya via. Even though you would think there, you should make the Torah Meitiv on a girl. Afilu Hachim Nod Bas Ein Mevarech Hazeh. Still, when you give birth to a girl, you do not make such a bracha of Hatova Meitiv. Umikol Makom, he says, Nira Li Pashat. Still, it's Pashat, the Vepam Rishon Kisharoas, the first time that he sees his newborn daughter, there's great joy, and therefore he should be mevarech, minimally, the Birkas Shechianu. He should make the bracha of Shechianu. The mi gara, okay, mimi shiroa es chavero, la'acha shloshim yom. Why would this be any different than if we're going to see coming up the halacha, if you see your friend after having not seen him for 30 days, you're happy in seeing him, you'll make the bracha of Shechianu, like we'll see coming up, in Siman Reish Chaf Hey Sif Aleph. The bracha that you do make on a boy, Sif Katan Gimel, is Mevarech HaTov HaMeitiv. The bracha you make on a boy is HaTov HaMeitiv. HaTov Lo Denicha Le Bezachar. It's good for him because he's happy with a boy. V'gam Tov Lo Shegam Lo Nicha Beben Zachar, because for her as well, it is good a Ben Zachar. V'afilo Elohim Kvar Kama Banim, even if they had numerous boys. The Pribagadim write that even if they did not make the bracha immediately when they hear about the birth of their child, and they didn't hear that a boy was born, you'll still make the bracha afterwards, because the good is continuing on. Now, please could discuss the following scenario. What happens if someone had a girl born after many years that they didn't have any children? You know, they didn't have a child for 10 years, and they finally have a girl. So the Rav Yashiv paskins that you can make there on the shmuya of the fact that you had a child after such a long time, even though it's a girl, you make Atova Meitiv. On the other hand, Rav Nissen Karlitz says you should not make Atova Meitiv, so, as well as Rav Chaim Kanievsky says not that way, because since Chazal was misakein, was not misakein on the late Aspas Atova Meitiv, you should not make the bracha even if you did not have any children beside this. Now, the only thing that is an interesting shaila, and the post can deal with, is why shouldn't you have to make a shechianu for a different reason here? You should, you know, we say that you make a shechianu, the Mishnah Berurah said, when you first see the child, when it's a girl. You don't make a shechianu immediately. When it comes to a girl, you make the bracha only when you see the child, as if when you saw a person after 30 days. So they ask, what about the fact that if you already had boys, and this is the first time you have a girl, and you're mekayim the mitzvah of pruvu, so why not make the bracha of shechianu based on the fact that you were able to mekayim the mitzvah of pruvu for the first time? Besides the shechianu when you see the baby for the first time. This is something that is discussed in Poskim. So, this is definitely an issue. Some say what you do is maybe a nechinami when you make the bracha of shechianu when you see. Have in mind also for the mitzvah, that could be a good way to deal with it. So anyway, this is a big issue. Now, so the post can also discuss, so why indeed don't you make a tova meitiv on, or a shechianu, or a tova meitiv on the actual birth of a girl, like you make a tova meitiv on a boy? So the poskim say, the Aruch HaShulchan says, Ein Simcha Kol Kach B'Leidas Nekeva Kemo B'Leidas Zachar. The Simcha is not as great as the Leidas Zachar. So I ask, okay, so it's not as great, but it's still a great Simcha. So obviously when you're dealing with relative Simcha, and you have a child, so, and in terms of relative Simcha, between one and the other, and if there's a greater simcha, you would not make the bracha. We continue on with Sif Katan Dalid V'Mesa Ishto. And if the Rama had said that if a person's wife passes away, he only makes during childbirth, he only makes a shechiyana because there's no tov for her. So the yesh omrim, so it's only tov for him and not for his wife who passed away, obviously. Yesh o, there's a Mishnah Berurah here says, there are those that say that the mechaber polygalzeh, that the mechaber, the actual Shulchan Aruch itself, not the Rama, who doesn't mention this, might actually be cholig on this, who sphere lay and hold, tafidu mesa ishto, that even if your wife dies, belidita, in childbirth, mevarach hatova metiv, you will make the bracha hatova metiv if your wife dies in childbirth. Why? We'll see in a second, but because that sphere lay gam kein hatazadina, and like this, the taz actually paskin this way. So those that say that Shulchan Aruch holds this way, and the taz actually passing this way, and what's the tam shal ha-taz, taimu shal ha-taz, what's the reasoning that anyone would be cholik on the Ramah and hold that atova meitiv is said even if a woman dies in childbirth, is because to be called makom yesh la tova sheshira zachar ba'olam, because there is good in that she, even though she passed away, she has a boy that she left in this world. Ayin sham. Avaba moraktsiya palagalzeh. The moraktsiya, however, is cholik on this. And he says, the birkas hatova meitiv, that the bracha hatova meitiv, nitzkan rak al hana gashmis, velo hana ruchanis bilvad. That the bracha is only made on physical and gashmi type of hana, the tova meitiv, and not purely ruchani hana. V'chein b'lechem chamudos v'yush chayadam kula metigul adina. They all hold the din halacha l'maisa like the Rama, that if a woman dies in childbirth, such a bracha is not made. And we continue on. Sif katan hey belidita, she dies in childbirth. Milashon zeh mashma l'chayra de mesa eza shos acha lidita. From this lashon, it sounds like even according to the Rama, if she died any amount of time after birth, then the bracha, he would make the bracha of atova meitiv. Why? The mikol makom nicha hayala mikodem, it was good for her in a physical sense even, because she was alive, mikodem shemesa, before she passed away, vayem beralacha, sifkatan vav, mevarach shechianu. So the bracha that is made then is shechianu if she dies in childbirth. Al leidas haben, the bracha of shechianu would be made on the birth of a son. Ela shemitchila tzarech lahaktim, but since she passed away in childbirth, and he now has two brachas to make, Dayan Emes and the Shechianu, so first he should make the bracha of Dayan Emes, Al Misasa, on the death of his wife, the brachas Dayan Emes, he chova, because that bracha is a chov, is an obligation. We could el the simon reish chav beis sif gimel, u bracha zu, right, we said that the bracha of Shechianu in this scenario might be Ke'en Rishus, somewhere in between a Rishus and a Chova, but Dayan Emes on the Misa of his wife is Vaday Chova. Ubracha Zu Shechianu Yesh Omim She'ena El Rishus, as he said, are those that say that this bracha of Shechianu is only Rishus, as we'll see coming up, Kilukame Zion, Sifkat and Zion, we'll see it as well, Bracha Zu. There are those that are noyeg lahakel in the brachos of Hatova, Meitiv, and Shechianu. So Mr. Brewer here says, Perish, the birchas Shechianu, the bracha of Shechianu, there are those that are mekel, mimnei shehirak rishus, because it's only rishus, sheika birchas Shechianu, because the core bracha of Shechianu, nitzkan al davar haba mizman lezman, kimo adim udoyim, because they hold that the core bracha of Shechianu was established specifically for items that come only mizman lezman, things that come only from time to time, like the Shechianu that you make on a Yom Tov that comes from time to time, such simcha that comes from that, And from this came that spread out Sherabim Mekilim b'chol habrachos kayotzavelo. And that, for that reason, came kulas that on all these brachos people were mekel. Avol ain't a nachon, and this is not true. The ma'aditma b'gemara she reshus itmar. That which the Gemara says is a Rishus is a Rishus, and the Gemara doesn't obviously say that. Here he says the Mishnah Brura. So for sure, those other brachos are not Rishus, and even Shechianu, those that say that the Shechianu might be Rishus, Be'er Halacha writes earlier that ain't a kavana. The kavana is not that it's a rishus legamre. He writes there, elash ain't a chiyuv kolkach. It's not a full chiyuv like the birthday and MS over the wife passing away. But still, for sure, a mitzvah to make this bracha. And the Mishnah Brura writes this as well. The only later on he says in Siman Reish Chaf Hei that the only rishus aspect of it is that if you don't make the bracha, you're not going to get nenash for not making it. But it's a person should be very careful not to do away even with the shechianos that might not be chiyuvei gamor. Okay, we're going to continue tomorrow with Sif Beis. Just some other important items were discussed in the Dirshim. So again, we had said that a bracha is not recited on the birth of a daughter, but when the parents see her, they recite a Shachiyano for the first time when they see her. And as we said, even if they experience great joy on her birth, they will not make the bracha. Even if they had many sons and were eager for a daughter, if the bracha was not recited, though, on the first occasion of seeing her, which is when we just said, right, the first time that they see the girl, they'll make the bracha of Shechianu. So what happens if, at the first occasion of seeing her, they didn't make the bracha? So then b'di'eved, the Poskim explained that the bracha could be recited as long as they are excited over her birth. The Poskim discuss which bracha should be recited upon the simultaneous birth of a son and daughter, focusing on whether one Atova Meitiv would cover both births, or whether a Shechianu is required as well. So if someone erroneously assumed that Hatova Meitiv is recited on the birth of a daughter, and a different shaila. That was one shaila. Now another shaila: if someone thought that Hatova Meitiv is recited on the birth of a daughter, and said the bracha, so the poskim say he does not recite Shechianu when seeing her for the first time, because he is yaitze with Hatova Meitiv. A bracha is not recited upon seeing a grandchild for the first time. The post can discuss whether parents who had been childless for many years, we said, can recite a Tova Meitiv on the birth of a daughter. That we already discussed. And even though we said that if someone made a mistake and said Atova Meitiv on the birth of a daughter, that's only if he thought that he should make Atova Meitiv on a daughter, so then I will pass to the Shechianu of later. But if his toast was that he thought he had a boy and it was really a girl, so then the post can say that that would not cover it, because it was a Tova Meitiv betos. And then when he first sees the girl afterwards, he would make a Shechianu on the seeing of the girl. Now, according to some poskim, these brachos are not recited on a premature birth, when the newborn is in danger. Other poskim hold that a bracha
can be recited if the doctors are confident that the child will survive. The post can also discuss whether a bracha is recited on a child born with a defect such as Down syndrome. Some hold that it depends on the circumstances. Others say that the bracha is never recited. Another issue that's discussed is what's the story with twins? Okay, so we said we're going to mention this. This is discussed in the poskim. So for twins, one bracha is recited for both, as we said yesterday. If the bracha was recited on one of the twins before the birth of the second, the bracha is repeated for the second child. Poskim discuss how long after the birth can this bracha of a tova meitiv be recited if it was not recited at the birth for a boy. So according to some poskim, the bracha can be recited as long as the parents are still occupied with the news of the birth of the son. Other poskim explain that it can be said for as long as they feel a strong excitement in their hearts because of the birth of the son. A third opinion holds that the bracha can be recited until the eighth day, the day of the bris. If someone, however, mistakenly said it, a shechiyanu, they say. We discussed earlier, what if a tova meitiv was made on a girl erroneously? What if a shechiyanu was made by mistake on a boy? So the post can say there as well that he does not recite hatov v'hameitiv. And this is all brought down in the Dirshu. You can check out the Aruch HaShulchan, the Ben Ish Chai, the Kaf HaChayim, and other inyanim brought down in the Dirshu Ayin Shem.